It seems fairly straightforward. You're going to dig a hole, you might as well fill it back up. But firstly, why has backfilling mines been so problematic?
Yeah, look, absolutely right. It's about the simplest concept and one of the earliest ones we're taught. You know, if you make a mess, you clean it up. But I guess this is an issue where, the mining industry is a big industry, it's a powerful industry, and it's really had government wrapped around its finger for decades now, time immemorial, and they just haven't been required to pay the amounts of money that are necessary for cleanup. So that's what's left us with this long-standing situation where the bonds held by government are nowhere near enough to actually fix the mess that's made. And so to actually, you know, to drag industry up to the point where they're actually cleaning up their mess has taken a long time because of the influence that industry wields. And you know, while the reforms that have been made are good, they bring us some way, they still don't deal with the legacy of hundreds of big holes in the ground that are left or will be left by current mining operations.
Well, firstly, talking about these current changes you mentioned there, what's the reaction been from resource companies to these changes?
Yeah, look, a lot of this goes on behind closed doors, but we certainly got a strong sense just last week when it was clear that the bill was going to be debated this week. We saw the Queensland Resource Council and the CFMMEU come out together having essentially what's probably best called a big corporate tantrum about the possibility. There was just a hint that they might be required, that current mining operations might be required to adhere to these new higher rehabilitation standards. And the response was no, we can't possibly. And so the government wasn't able to provide me with figures when I asked for them about how many final voids, as they're called, you know, these big toxic holes in the ground that are left behind at the end, how many final voids would be left, if it didn't apply to current mining. And so independent analysis came up with a figure of about over 200, 218. Now, the mining industry response to that was to say, that's like $20 billion worth of work. We can't possibly be expected to do that. And yet the alternative, it seems, and government just took that, you know, the tantrum worked. The alternative, it seems, is that Queenslanders or the environment are going to just have to bear the cost of that $20 billion worth of work. So I don't think that's a satisfactory outcome at all, but that appears to be what we're left with.
As you say, with the lack of retroactivity in these laws being passed now, these changes being passed now, all these mines that were previous in operation will not have to be filled in by the companies that made the holes. Yet, looking at that, how many of these do we actually have left over? I mean, do we have a great deal of these mines still sitting there gaping, waiting for waiting for the backfillers to come in?
Yeah, look, there are certainly a lot currently. That figure of 218 mines, I think, that's the estimate of how many in total will be allowed. So current and future holes from current mining operations. So, but there are, you know, the figures are pretty extraordinary. If you look at every mine of every size, I think there are many thousands of mines across Queensland and Australia that haven't been properly rehabilitated. And some of those, you don't see the impacts immediately, but over time, these impacts can become worse as the toxicity of the water that's left in these holes worsens over time, and there's potential to leach into the water table in some cases. So it really is important that we don't just take a forward-looking approach to mine rehabilitation, but also, you know, make some hard choices about what's going to be done with the existing mess.
What would you like to see done?
Well, what we proposed, I actually brought amendments to this bill that government chose to ignore, but we think that the new regime should be applied to all mines. Now, that's not to say that the amendment I proposed didn't say that automatically every single mine would have to be backfilled, but what it would have required was an analysis and some kind of justification from the mine owners or operators as to why it was not reasonable. But they've effectively, you know, any mine that's got a proposed final void in its current authorizations doesn't have to abide by the new scheme. So we proposed that as a starting point. Another one of the proposals was to require all coal mines. Now, these are mines that they're conducted by way of what's called strip mining. So they're singular layers of coal that are mined. Now, in the US, the standard has been for 40 years now that no coal mines can leave final void. So I proposed an amendment that would bring us up to the US standard, and the government chose not to adopt that as well.
What about the rest of Australia? Do you see this discussion branching out into the other states anytime soon?
Oh, look, I think it's a discussion that has to be had Australia-wide. We've obviously in Queensland, with the you know, the extent and the spatial spread of the mining industry over a lot of years now, maybe the problem's more urgent and a bit more serious here than it is in other places. But yeah, it's you know, we've got to come up with better ways to deal with the impacts of the resource industry generally, and we need, you know, governments with gumption to do that, because the, you know, as I said right up front, the, you know, the resource industry is big and it's influential, and while we've still got this, you know, this regime that allows corporate donations to be made to political parties, they, you know, they're going to maintain that kind of influence, but we need obviously broader system change to get big money out of politics, and I think that's when we'll see the sorts of change that that we really do need.
Well, we are at an interesting tipping point with the resource industry and government right now. So, Michael, thank you very much. Be intriguing to see what happens next. Do appreciate your time.
No worries, my pleasure.